1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceamanywaters.org. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Network, and we're going to be talking this morning about our Constitution. Now, we don't talk, most people don't talk much about the Constitution. Most people have forgotten that this is the law of our land. The laws are not what the legislators pass. I mean, the Constitution was established to restrict the power of our legislators, both at the federal and at the state level, to keep them from taking away our freedom, because down through the centuries, why elected representatives have always wanted to take away freedom. That's how they get reelected, why they begin to steal money from one group to give it to another to buy their support so that they can stay in office. Legislators are quite willing to do all sorts of good things with your money, not with their money, but with your money, and yet that was not the purpose of our Constitution. Our Constitution was a unique document, dedicated to restriction of the power of the central authority over the lives of the people, and that is why it is required that every state have a, not a democracy, but a republican form of government, so that power could be restricted, so people could be free. Yes, we would have imperfections in a free society, because men are corruptible, but why would you want to give corruptible men power over the lives of other people? And so it was that the American Constitution was established, and for 100 years everybody understood our Constitution. They understood why it was unique and different, and why America was different than any other nation in the world. But there are subversive organizations in America, and I'm not talking about communism. Communism has been financed since its inception by the establishment. And if you doubt that, you need, of course, to read the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, to see how the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundations have been financing subversive communist, socialist, Marxist organizations in the United States. Why? Because it was a smokescreen, so you wouldn't see who the real subversive organizations were. Organizations like the Ford, Rockefeller, and Carnegie Foundations, which all tie into the Council on Foreign Relations and elitist subversive organizations of this manner that were intent upon using the military and financial power of the United States to create first an American empire and then a world empire, the New World Order, the New World Religion, with a new world leader. David Whitney, are you there? Pastor David Whitney was to be our guest this morning from the Institute of the Constitution, and we were going to, of course, be talking about the background of the Constitution, which we need to talk about, which you need to be constantly aware of, and you need to begin to teach other people that the Constitution is the law of our land, and we have subversive people, many of them are elected representatives, who know the Constitution is the law of the land, because when they accept their office, they swear to uphold it against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and yet they, our legislators, are enemies of the Constitution because they violate the oath that they've sworn. And it's so vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, that you understand the magnificence of our form of government. We don't need to overthrow our government. We need to get back to the fundamentals of our government. And we have a man running for office. His name is Congressman Ron Paul, who talks about the Constitution, who talks about getting back to the Constitution, who admits he's only an individual and he can make mistakes, but he doesn't believe the Constitution makes mistakes. And that's why he's known in Congress as Dr. No, because the vote will be, you know, 434 votes one way and one vote against it, because what the legislation is unconstitutional, and we need people who believe in the Constitution in office, and everybody who votes against it should be voted out of office, even though they're pro-life and pro-family values and all these other things. If they will not uphold the Constitution, then they're not fit for the office, because they've violated the oath that they've sworn to God. And, of course, there is a conspiracy against God. You can see it at this Christmas season. America was founded predominantly by godly people. Yes, there were conspirators here, even when America was founded, who were intent upon utilizing America to bring about this new Atlantis that the occultists believe in. But predominantly, America was a Christian nation, founded on Christian principles of limiting the power of government, because men are corruptible. Men cannot be trusted. Men will tend to violate their oaths of office. So why would you want to give people of that sort power over your life? And that's exactly what we've done, because the American people have forgotten about our Constitution. And hopefully we'll be able to have Pastor David Whitney here with us to talk about the fundamentals of our Constitution, why we must adhere to them, and what we must do to reclaim our heritage. We have a unique heritage, different than any other nation in the world, not because of our fields of waving grain or our magnificent mountains or rivers or gorges, but because of our system of government, which at one time was the envy of people of the world, and they don't even teach it in school anymore. They've changed our educational program, and not one American in 1,000 really understands the Constitution and what we must do to try to maintain it. David Whitney, are you there? Well, he's not, so we're going to go ahead and open up our lines at 970-689-8255. If you'd like to give us a call, 970-689-8255. But you must understand that according to our Constitution, Article 1 deals with what the legislature can do. Section 8 specifically says that these are the only things that the legislature can do. And, you know, anything else over and above the 18 things that are listed in Section 8 are unconstitutional, and that is confirmed by the 9th and 10th Amendment that says that all powers not specifically given to the United States or to Congress under the Constitution are to be limited then to the states and to the people. Why? Because they knew that if they did not limit what the federal government could do, why, our government would do just what the government of ancient Greece had done, and the government of ancient Rome had done, and the government of ancient Florence and Venice, and all the other countries throughout the world. And that is expand the power of government over the lives of the people, and eventually establish a feudalistic system, and send their boys off to fight in senseless wars, just like all the other countries. We'll be back. Welcome your calls, 970-689-8255.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
It's definitely that time of year again. And if your holiday travel plans include a trip over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house, or perhaps that island getaway for just the two of you, may we suggest www.gogoldentravel.com for all of your holiday travel plans. Book your flight, your car, your hotel, and a few extras on www.gogoldentravel.com. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is a book written by author and scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you'll learn the true cause of this disease and what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $29.95 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. This extensively referenced book is a must-read for everyone. Insulin, Our Silent Killer. Call 1-800-205-6245. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Pastor David Whitney. Pastor, are you there?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Stan. Good to be with you on the air.
We have Jake calling in from, I think it's Fort Collins, and then we will not take any more calls, but as long as Jake called in, let's let him get his question. Hi, Jake, did you have a question?
Yes, Dr. Stan, since President Bush breached his contract when he took an oath to uphold the Constitution and then he violated it, why can't we have him impeached?
All right, Pastor Whitney.
That's an excellent
question. How would you respond?
That's an excellent question because we should be impeaching not only him but anyone else, judges and so forth, who violate the Constitution. And the reason why it's not happening is the American people do not understand the standard. They don't know what that oath means in terms of what specifics the president is permitted to do and what things he is not permitted to do, and therefore the American people are not holding their elected officials accountable, specifically Congress, or the House is the one that begins the process of impeachment, writing up articles of impeachment, saying, okay, the president violated this and this and this and this, and therefore should be impeached. Of course, two-thirds of those have to vote in favor of impeachment, and then it passes to the Senate, which actually holds a trial on those charges of impeachment. For example, when Clinton, he was impeached, that is, the impeachment is a decision by the House to say these are the grounds for impeachment, and then a trial of those grounds is actually held by the Senate. In Clinton's case, of course, the Senate failed to do their duty and it failed to fulfill their oath to uphold the Constitution because Clinton had committed impeachable offenses and should have been removed from office.
Okay, Jake, does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you very much.
God bless.
You're
welcome. Thanks
so much.
And I think that it is such a legitimate question. The president swore an oath to God to uphold our Constitution, and he's refused to do it. Why would a Christian swear an oath and then refuse to support the Constitution in time after time, even signing the McCain-Feingold bill, which the president said he knew was unconstitutional, but what, he figured the Supreme Court would take care of it? And then the Supreme Court amazingly said, oh, no, it is constitutional, and which, of course, it wasn't, but be that as it may. You know, so the president violated the oath of office on that one instance where he openly admitted signing legislation that he knew was unconstitutional. And it is vitally important, ladies and gentlemen, that we once again introduce these ideas, which are the very cornerstone of our freedom. Because the American people don't understand and uphold our Constitution, who will? And if we do not soon reclaim our nation, then certainly the wonderful heritage of freedom that we inherited from past generation will soon simply become a remembrance of things past. Well, David, you go ahead and tell us about the Constitution as you do every month as we try to reintroduce these ideas into the minds and hearts of our people, and hopefully they will be willing to actually establish local chapters of the Institute of the Constitution, programs to teach people in their schools, in their groups, in their PTA, in their neighborhood, about the wonderful form of government we have and how we don't have to reclaim it. It's already ours. We just have to understand it and demand that our elected representatives adhere to the oath that they have sworn to God. Go ahead, David.
Yes, and the change that's taken place in the thinking of many Americans, and especially I think of those, many of those in elected office, is a changed view of what truth is. Our founders understood, as we said last time, that truth is a fixed and unchanging standard. It's God's law, and God's truth does not change depending on political climate or historical developments. None of those things affect God's law. It remains unchanged. But a changing view of truth, was promoted by Jean-Jacques Rousseau and Frederick Hegel and Comte, and of course by Charles Darwin and his bulldog, Herbert Spencer, who popularized Darwin's ideas and applied it to every area of life. And particularly the most negative impact of Darwin's ideas in terms of our civil government was the rise of the idea of the evolution of law, what is called in legal fields legal positivism. It was Dean Christopher Columbus Langdell of Harvard Law School that pioneered an entirely new theory of law, really based on a Darwinian view of law, that law evolves and changes and over time alters itself very, very much. And he began to teach this to students, and those students began to have an impact as they went into the field of law, and as some of them became professors of law at other law schools around the country, the infection of this legal positivism spread. It held these ideas. There are no divine absolutes in law. No divine absolutes in law. So God says, thou shalt not steal. Well, you know, that's relative. Maybe stealing one day is bad, but another day, stealing's fine. So that is the kind of idea, actually a lie, that was planted in the minds of many law students. And therefore, if divine absolutes are not absolute, then they're irrelevant to the modern legal system. And the entire foundation of our legal system, based on English common law, that for a millennia or more was practiced in England and brought over here to America, that entire foundation, which was resting on the Bible, resting on God's law as an unchanging absolute, was jettisoned by the legal positivists who said there are no absolutes and God's word and God's law is completely irrelevant to the modern legal system. And by the way, if you take that point of view and you believe that point of view, what you have to do is reject our Declaration of Independence, the charter of our nation. You have to throw it out the window, because that charter says we have God-given rights, and those God-given rights are written down, recorded in the laws of nature and nature's God. What God has written on the conscience of every human being, and then what God has written in His Word, the Bible. You have to throw out the Declaration of Independence. It's very interesting to see that that is exactly what has happened across our land. The Declaration of Independence is almost never read or studied in the public institutions, whether they're, you know, high school or college or law school, of all places. And of course, they don't study the Constitution either. But they had to get rid of the foundation that God's law is the foundation of all law. They came up with a theory, and again, it's a false theory, it's a lie, that law is simply man-made. Whatever the state says is law is law. So the state says, today it's wrong to steal, thou shalt not steal, and tomorrow the state says, it's fine for some people to steal, and these days with Kelo v. New London, that case by the Supreme Court basically said it's fine for a certain category of groups and institutions to steal. Government. Government can steal your property. Nobody else can steal your property. I can't walk up to you and say, I want your house, get out of it, I just stole it. Oh, but the civil government can do exactly that. Why? Because these evil people in black robes believe this. They believe that law is man-made. There are no absolutes, and that law is whatever the state says it is. Which is why in America, many Christians have succumbed to the idea that the rule of law means that whatever the government says is law is legal. But we don't have to go very far in the Bible to find that that is completely false. Look at Daniel. He had to disobey the laws that were handed down by the kings of two different kingdoms, and his comrades, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had to disobey the law because the law was illegal. The apostles in the New Testament had to disobey the law and the commands and the edicts of the ruling powers there in Jerusalem because they were against God's law. And Christians should understand there's no such thing as a rule of law being absolute if it's not based upon the absolute law of God, God's word. These legal positivists, of course, claim that law evolves as man evolves. So their whole theory is based on evolution, which we know is false, and Darwin's theory has been disproven very, very credibly. Even he provided in his own work that if transitional forms could not be found, in other words, he was positing this theory, he didn't have the proof for his theory, but he said if transitional forms could not be found, then his theory was false.
And you know, of course, this is where our founding fathers believed. The Constitution was permanent, it could be changed by the amendment process, but you see, the subversive element in America doesn't want to have to go through the amendment process to change our Constitution and our form of life. They simply do it by edict, figuring the American people are too dumb. I went to the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C., and there in the one of the lower floors, very, very close to the cafeteria, chiseled in one of the walls was a statement that the Constitution is set in stone and cannot be changed other than by the amendment process. Our leaders know that. Our Supreme Court leaders know that. Of course, our Supreme Court leaders start their day every day. They open the court when the choir comes in and says, God save the United States and this honorable court. And yet those same Supreme Court justices say, well, we can't mention God in school because that would be a violation of the wall of separation between church and state. These men are hypocrites. They're there for one purpose, and that is to destroy our nation. And until the American people understand that, until the American people understand that they play games with our mind and they give us the idea, well, we're going to just need one more Supreme Court justice and we'll be able to get back to, the America that we used to know, understand that they control both political parties. They make mockery out of law. These people do not believe in law, and they hate God. And when you understand that, things begin to make much more sense. And the fact that the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools because the Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1 from 1941 to 1971, and none of our political leaders or Christian leaders will tell the American people that it's time we got back to our Constitution. It is the law of our land. It cannot be changed by edict. It can be changed by amendment. And these people, these subversives, do not want to amend our Constitution. They want to take away our freedom bit by bit. Go ahead, David.
And so these theorists saying that law evolves, then the question is, well, how does law evolve? I mean, what's the mechanism by which it changes from one day thou shalt not steal to the next day, well, you know, certain people are given the right to steal from other people, that kind of thing. Well, they propose that judges are the guide to the evolution of law, that every opinion that a judge writes, and by the way, that's all a judge ever issues. If you look at every Supreme Court case, at the very top, the very title is opinion. It's an opinion. And we know that opinions are sometimes false and sometimes true, and, you know, to be evaluated, they're not to be just accepted as absolute, yet that's the theory under which this whole legal positivism operates, the idea that the judge's edict, and that's what I like to call it, not an opinion, they act like it's an edict, it's a command, you do what they say or they're going to throw you in jail, deprive you of life, liberty, or property, but they believe that judges are the guide to the evolution, and so, therefore, they claimed, Christopher Columbus Langdell and his followers, they claimed that to study the law, you didn't go back and study what God's law said, which is what our founders did through William Blackstone, studying the common law. And you study Blackstone, everything he was writing was rooted in biblical law and had a justification from biblical law, and that's the whole history of English common law. They rejected that entire history and said, no, judges make up law. Now, wait a minute. If you understand anything at all about our three branches of government, the separation of powers is a very important doctrine. Judges don't make law. They never make law. Only the legislature, quote, makes law. In essence, what they do is create laws that apply, this is what they're supposed to do, create laws that apply God's law to the current situation. So, okay, God's word doesn't say anything about communicating by email, and so we have to find the principles of privacy and the principles of security of your papers and so forth and apply that to modern-day technology of email. That's what legislators are supposed to do. judges are never to be involved in creating law. And yet most people in America today have bought that kind of lie. They say, well, you know, Roe v. Wade is the what? The law of the land. It's not a law. It's an opinion that only is a ruling over Roe and Wade. It really applies to no one else. But everybody has accepted the lie that, well, if the Supreme Court said it, then it must be the law of the land. It is not law. And we're under this false notion that judges are the guide to the evolution of law, and their opinions are what changes the way law works. And so Christopher Columbus Langdell began to implement this as he trained his students at Harvard Law School in a false understanding of law and a false understanding of our government.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Pastor David Whitney, the Institute of the Constitution.
Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
And back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Pastor David Whitney. Before we go on, though, David, I want you to get out your website and your telephone number so people would know how to get in touch with the Institute and hopefully establish a teaching session in their own home, their own church. Go right ahead.
Yes, our website, if people would like to order online, it's easy to do. If you go to our website at iotconline.com, Institute on the Constitution's website is iotconline.com, and just look for the button there to click for ordering a host kit. We call it a host kit because you're not actually teaching the Constitution yourself. That might seem pretty intimidating. We have a series of 12 lectures by Constitutional Law Professor John Eidsmo, and also two lectures by David Barton explaining the history and the foundation of our form of government, and then giving a working knowledge of the Declaration, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and subsequent amendments, many of the things that we've gone through here in our radio programs. But it gives people a simple way in which to educate their own family. Well, that's where we all should start. Our own children and so forth should know, and maybe our grandchildren, if we have them, they should understand these things, and we should expand out beyond that in our church family.
I know and, of course, these are on DVDs or
right.
videos, so that you don't have to do anything. You just play them.
Yeah, and then we have a student notebook with a detailed outline of each of those lectures, so you can take notes and add to your understanding of that matter. And then after each lecture, there's a series of questions for taking kind of a test to see if you grasp the concepts being shared in each of those lectures. So it's a self-contained course that, as I was saying, we're very encouraged that many churches across our country are taking this on as a way to educate their people to be Christian citizens. A Christian citizen can only fulfill his duty if he understands the founding documents of our nation and has a working knowledge of them, and therefore is able to evaluate candidates that are proposing that to vote for them. Well, why should you vote for this one or that one? Well, if you understand the Constitution and you understand the oath that each of the senators and congressmen and president are going to be taking, then you understand what standard to hold them up against. As a matter of fact, it's very interesting right now to listen to the current spate of candidates. You'll find that there's only one of them that will talk at all about the Constitution, and in fact, all the rest of them are promising, even before they take an oath of office, they're promising to break that oath of office. And they get away with this kind of thing because most Americans don't know what the standard is. They don't know the Constitution, therefore they don't know how to even begin to evaluate a candidate to see, is this a safe candidate who is really going to sincerely try to apply the Constitution as it was originally crafted, as its meaning of its text actually is, that it's not a living, breathing, changing thing like many of the candidates treat the Constitution.
And I think we should mention that candidate who does adhere to the Constitution and who's been in Congress for 10 terms and always adhered to it is Congressman Ron Paul.
That's right. He's
and
the only one.
He needs your help, financial, and to start talking to people about his candidacy. Remember, he will be attacked, and he has been attacked by Newsweek and by Time and by U.S. News and World Report. All of the establishment organizations will attack him because the last thing they would want would be somebody to win the Republican nomination who believed in the Constitution, who wants to do away with the income tax, who wants to do away with the Federal Reserve System, and certainly somebody wants to get us out of this this war in the Middle East. Oh, my goodness, why we would be betraying our boys if we were to pull them out. We've just got to leave them there to be slaughtered and their lives destroyed.
Yes.
I mean, that's how we're going to win this war, is killing more people, more Iraqi citizens, more civilians, more children, more American boys, lives crippled forever. And Congressman Ron Paul is the only person who upholds the Constitution and wants to get us out of this endless war, which we will never end. We intend to keep our troops there indefinitely. The president has already gotten an agreement from the puppet government in Iraq that we will be allowed to keep our troops there. And as long as our troops are in Iraq, why, the Iraqi people will try to get us out. They want to be free. They do not want American occupation, and that's why we're there. We're there so that we can continue to have conflict, so we can have troops stationed in the Middle East as part of the overall move towards the New World Order, the New World Religion, and the New World Leader. And, of course, they will be used as the basis eventually for an attack on Iran, Pakistan, and the rest of the Muslim world. Well, David, go ahead.
Oh, I should also mention that if you don't either have web access or you would prefer to order our host kit by phone, let me give our toll-free number here at Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. That toll-free number for Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796 to order a host kit. And we're just encouraged as across the land there are people setting these up in their home and their churches and some finding community centers that will allow them teach people really what essentially you need to know to be an American citizen. I've often told people that this course should be required before anybody is given the power to vote, and that they understand what our system of government is before they have the power to actually alter that system of government by voting people in who don't want to follow what our founders established. Well, we're talking about what Langdell was doing in Harvard, training his students in what he called the scientific method of understanding law, and that is studying the decisions of judges, the opinions of judges, what's called the case law method. And I've talked to countless lawyers, and I always ask them one question. In law school, did you actually study the text of the Constitution? And to the person, they've all said, no, we did not study the text of the Constitution. We studied the opinions of judges about the Constitution. So what's the opinion of the judges about the Second Amendment? What's the opinion of, you know, the judges about the Fourth Amendment or whatever it might be? Instead of actually studying what is the actual meaning of the text of the Constitution, the originalist idea of what the Constitution says, they have studied what the judges have done to change our form of government illegally. Because there's only one legitimate way to change our Constitution, our form of government, and that is by the amendment process. There's been 27 amendments, and they are very limited in the changes that they have made. So we have had a change of government by judicial edict, which is completely illegitimate, which means these people are breaking the law. The president broke the law when he violated his oath of office. The Supreme Court justices break the law when they supposedly bring about a change in our form of government, as they have done by their opinions. And the senators and congressmen are guilty likewise of changing our form of government with illegal actions. Just take we've talked about it before, but for example, take the Patriot Act. It completely violates the Fourth Amendment without amending the Constitution. Therefore, the entire Patriot Act is illegal. It's a violation of the supreme law of the land. But because people have bought this lie of positivist legal system, of a living, breathing Constitution, they have bought this lie that changes. And, you know, I ask people when they spout the idea of a living, breathing Constitution, I say, well, you know, would you like a living, breathing loan agreement with your bank? That is, you borrow money at 10% from your bank, and that's pretty high these days, but suppose you borrow money at 10%, and then the contract said 10%, and next month they raised it to 20%. I said, wait a minute, we got a contract here. That's what our Constitution is.
We'll be right back with our living, breathing concepts right here at the American Freedom Network.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution, and we're talking about the foundation of our freedom, the Constitution, which, have you noticed that none of the political candidates, Democrat or Republican, talk about the Constitution other than Ron Paul? Why? Because they don't believe in it. Because they say, well, we ought to be able to do whatever we want to do to help the people. And every time why we have a new piece of legislation introduced to help the people, why there are always unintended consequences. It is not the function of government to help people. It is the function of the federal government to give us freedom, to secure us from foreign invasion, and certainly the function of our government is not to create an empire to enrich our foreign our major corporations, or as is happening today, to build up the economy of the rest of the world at the expense of the American people. David, go ahead and pick up the story.
Yeah, so that idea of the living, breathing Constitution, we need to kill that idea. It's a bad idea, and it's the wrong image. It's a fixed standard, and if it's not a fixed standard, it's a worthless piece of paper. And if you follow the living, breathing Constitution theory, the result is that judges are the ones who can do whatever they want. They're not bound by the intent of the framers. They can give free rein to whatever they want the Constitution to say. They can redefine the word is, as Clinton attempted to do. Some legal scholars have actually called the court a continuing constitutional convention. And that is the opposite of what the court is supposed to be. In fact, if that's the case, why should any of us obey any laws at all? Why obey the traffic laws? Why obey any laws that supposedly govern you as a citizen? If the rulers don't obey the law, why should anybody else obey the law? Today we've got lawless police officers out there tasering people for doing nothing. You know, simple traffic violations. That's the kind of evil government that results from this living, breathing Constitution, from this departure from God's law as absolute and supreme. When you do that, you have a very, very, very bad form of government, and that's what we are suffering under today. But by God's grace, we can still recover, and we can still restore the Constitutional Republic, because it is still the law of the land. We, the people, however, have to enforce it. We, the people, have to see to it that our elected officials abide by the law, or they are removed from office by impeachment or at the ballot box. Well, the judges who view the living Constitution lie, they hold that they are free to create new rights that are never found in the Constitution. Consider the right they created in Roe v. Wade, supposedly, a right to murder your unborn child. And that right never exists in the Constitution. In fact, the exact opposite. We've talked about it before, that the Constitution was made not only for our generation, but succeeding generations. Well, if you murder the next generation, you're not protecting its God-given rights to life or liberty or property. You know, you're taking away their very God-given rights. You're violating the very purpose for which governments are instituted, as our Declaration of Independence so clearly states. And so when judges are given this kind of enormous power, you have them creating other new rights. The right to homosexual conduct, as they decreed in their opinion, Lawrence v. Texas, that there is no way that any state can have any law prohibiting sodomy, which God's law says is a crime against nature, which God's law says should be a function of civil government to punish those who engage in this abominable behavior. So when they create new rights, no one is safe. They're going to create a right to say that the police can torture you anytime they want for whatever reason they want without any excuse whatsoever. That's not a right. That's the opposite of that's government functioning in the opposite way of what it's supposed to be. That's government that has become tyrannical which is exactly the reason our founders said King George III was unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Why? He was violating God's law, and they gave 28 reasons. Well, my friends, there's far more than 28 ways in which our current government is violating God's law and is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. The remedy? The remedy is not a revolution. The remedy is a restoration. We just simply need to go back to the design of our founders, go back to the original meaning of the Constitution, and restore it and force those who have any elected office to follow and abide by the Constitution. So the radical offshoots of this theory of legal positivism are deadly. It would argue that since there's no divine absolutes, that there's no natural law principles that exist, that the legal system should really pretend to stop being neutral. It's not neutral. Instead, it should openly work to advance the causes and the clients that it favors. And that, if you analyze what's happening in the legal system today, that's exactly what's happening, which is why most Americans have no respect for lawyers at all. You know, they say the lawyer is a subhuman creature because they recognize these people are actually violating our God-given laws. They're plundering us, stealing our property, and violating our rights and taking away our liberty and, in some cases, even taking away our life. That's not justice. Most Americans know that you go into the modern court system today, you don't get justice at all. You have your shirt taken from you. You get ripped off, and it's not worth it. You stay out of those things because, in their current form, these are not places of justice. These are places of injustice and places of a violation of the very principle for which God established human civil governments. Well, the Marxists love this legal positivism because they have used it, and one of their movements within it is called Critical Legal Studies Movement. You may not have heard of that, but it argues that the legal system must openly be partial to so-called poor and so-called oppressed people and should openly work against the rich or against churches and so on. And that's what they have done in Marxist countries around the country. And an example of this change that's taken place and the way justices view themselves as basically a living constitutional convention always changing things is the case Furman v. Georgia in 1972. Justices Brennan and Marshall argued that capital punishment is cruel and unusual punishment prohibited by the Eighth Amendment. And that's in spite of the exact words of our founders that said that capital punishment was not cruel and unusual. And Brennan and Marshall defended their positions, telling to see what they said, that the amendment must draw its meaning from the evolving standards of decency that mark the progress of a maturing society. That's what they said.
Well, we're out of our time here, David. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you, Doctor.
Look forward to having you with us again next month. We'll be back in just a moment.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course we wanted to mention probably the best book on the Supreme Court is John Stormer's Betrayed by the Bench, and it'll take you into so much of what Pastor Whitney talks about, this organized, orchestrated effort to undermine our Constitution. Also, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, I would not want to fail to recommend. And then the freedom documents that have been put together by Pastor Chuck Baldwin. There are about 50 documents that go from the Mayflower Compact to the Constitution, the Declaration, the speeches given by George Washington, his farewell address, the 50 major documents that make up the foundation of our freedom, known as the Freedom Documents. It's a wonderful gift. They're available, put together by Chuck Baldwin, and we carry those because we really think it's important that you have access to them. So if you'd like to get the Freedom Documents, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Again, the Betrayed by the Bench by John Stormer, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because it takes you into the Masonic influence on our courts. And then lastly, of course, the Freedom Documents put together by Chuck Baldwin. A wonderful, wonderful Christmas gift. But you're going to have to order them immediately if we hope to get them off to you by Christmas. Well, ladies and gentlemen, to understand what's going on, you must understand that there really are and always have been secret societies going back thousands of years. And their goal has always been a one-world government, a one-world religion, a one-world leader. Now, you need to hear my talk on the Forbidden Secrets. It's available on DVD with a syllabus. You need to get the four-tape or four-CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret. It'll take you into Rhonda Byrne's very, very widely distributed CD and or book. I should say DVD and or book, The Secret. And there really is a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years. Rhonda wants to introduce people to it because she thinks it's good. We want to warn people that it is a one-way path to eternal damnation. There really are people who worship Lucifer. It goes back to the Gnostic religions and the Gnostic religions were simply a manifestation of the ancient heresies that go back for 5,000 years. These people worship the other God. Christians say, well, there's only one God. Well, you and I believe that. But, of course, these people do not. They believe that if you get in contact with Lucifer, you can have great wealth and great power. And the truth of the matter is, you can. If you have not yet seen the videos, they sold their souls for rock and roll. They sold their souls for rock and roll. The 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour versions, you need to get it. You need to understand that there really are people who made a pact with the devil, and they've got great wealth and power and influence and prosperity in this generation, but what about the next generation? What about eternity? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand that there is a spiritual battle going on. You need to get the videos, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. Riddles in the Stone. These are separate, very, very professionally done videos. Videos we produced, such as The Atlantis Connection, The Emergence by Constance Cumby, and my 4 interviews with her in a 4-tape set. So, understand our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or...